Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Crime Pop. This is the podcast where we talk about fictional crimes as if they were real. I'm Trevor, and this week I'm joined by Jeff.
Aloha.
And Sydney.
Hello.
Sydney will be our host for this week, and she's going to wrap up our three-part series of Star Wars with somebody else. Who did you choose to continue the topic?
So I'm going to be doing Kylo Ren. So Kylo Ren was born by the name Ben Solo. Star Wars has an annoying habit of renaming characters so you have no idea who anyone is at any given point in time. So he is the son of Han Solo and Princess Leia. He was also noted to have like a super, super strong connection with the Force. Because of who his parents were, they were often really busy with the galactic civil war that's going on. So Ben was had somewhat of a rough upbringing, which is something I hadn't really thought about until I started doing research for this episode. But he felt very distant from his family a lot of the time because they weren't really there very often, which I guess kind of goes hand in hand with what we talked about last week with Darth Vader, like that disconnect from emotion, which is kind of interesting.
Right.
But Leia noticed similar characteristics between Ben and her father, Darth Vader. So she had him go to train with Luke Skywalker, which is her brother, to try to avoid him falling prey to the dark side. However, Leia chose to keep Ben from knowing who his grandfather was, to try to protect him. And she vowed that one day she would tell him, but that never ends up happening. So when Ben was a teenager, one of Leia's political rivals discovers that Skywalker and Vader secret, and he releases it. So through this, Ben finds out that his grandfather is Darth Vader. Ben was absolutely furious about this, and he was especially upset that it had been kept from him for so long. He was really confused about it. He had this internal conflict between the dark side and the light side. Like, which does he really feel like more pulled to, or does he have loyalty to one side or the other because of this? But all he really knew was that he was extremely, extremely powerful. And, I mean, obviously, considering his bloodline, right? Ben ended up catching the attention of the dark side leader, Snoke. And Snoke ends up corrupting his mind and convincing him to join the dark side, and convinces him that the dark side has a strong and powerful legacy, and he convinces him that he could be just as powerful under Snoke as Darth Vader was. So Ben turned on his lineage of becoming a Jedi, and he joins the Knights of Ren, which kind of reminded me of what we talked about last week with Darth Vader, about how, like, is Darth a name or...
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you join the Knights of Ren, you get a new name, essentially, with the name Ren in it. So maybe there's some correlation there. I don't know.
It's like a club.
Yeah, right. actually, I wrote down a cult. Loyal to Snoke.
Yeah.
So he then claims the name Kylo Ren. So now as Kylo Ren, he begins to take out the resistance. His power grows, and he becomes increasingly more powerful. So he gains the abilities of telekinesis, where he can freeze blasts in midair. He can extract information from his victims' minds. So there's a lot of controversy over whether Ben should be blamed for the crimes of Kylo Ren, considering he was being controlled by Snoke the whole time. So there's an argument that can be made that they're actually two completely different people, which is kind of interesting. So I'm going to go into the crimes now. So obviously murder and attempted murder. He kills Han Solo, his father. He tried to kill Leia.
Oh, yeah.
He nearly kills Finn. He does kill Snoke. And I guess if you consider all of the people that his, like, regiment kills, or the Knights of Ren.
Under his order.
Yeah, right. Then that's, like, who knows how many people that is. It's a lot. And then when we talk about... So another crime is his dictatorship and genocide. So he uses the Starkiller base, the super weapon, which is basically the Death Star on steroids.
Death Star number 68.
Yeah. He actually ends up... The movies don't say this, but fans believe that he kills at least, or destroys at least, 5 different planets during that, within the Hosnian system. Okay.
Gotcha.
He also tortures people using the Force. We've seen him do that a lot. I didn't know this word, regicide. So, which is killing...
Yeah, regicide.
Regicide, okay. So, the action of killing a king when he kills Snoke. And then kidnapping, to an extent. And brainwashing. So, when he uses the Force. So, the aspect that I related to... Oh, I guess first. Did y'all have anything to say about any of that?
Are there any comparisons to, I mean, I say this knowing the answer is probably, are there any comparisons to be made between Kylo Ren and his grandfather in the respects that, like, are they both kind of lost along their path trying to figure out what they're supposed to be doing? Just go ahead.
Yeah, I think the difference really is that Darth Vader actually, like, completely turns to the dark side, whereas
100% what I was gonna say.
Yeah, and then Kylo Ren is being, like, technically brainwashed by Snoke to do these things.
Kylo Ren is certainly, like, has heavy manipulation for the evil things he's doing. Vader, when he's Vader, is not lost and, like, trying to figure out what's wrong and right. Vader has decided, based on his own decisions, where he wants to stand.
Right.
He's had some perspectives messed up, but he's not... He's at that point not being controlled anymore or manipulated. Right.
Does that make sense, Trevor?
Yeah, so, like his mind is not being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure his position is in from external sources, but, like, he's his own man, versus Kylo Ren is, like, really struggling pretty much all the areas when we see him. Okay,
cool. Yeah, so he's really struggling with that, like, internal conflict of right and wrong, but he's also being controlled by Snoke, which is making him do all these evil things. So, the real-world comparison that I made is actually brainwashing. I thought it would be cool to see if there's actually, like, cases where brainwashing has been used in courts. So, it's actually treated very similarly to, like, the insanity, like, guilty by reason of insanity regard. It's counted as a mental defect where an individual can't distinguish between right or wrong. So when this has actually been used in court cases, it hasn't been successful a single time. believe it or not. but it's still seen in some places as a valid defense to use, which is kind of interesting. Whether it's successful or not is up to a judge or jury or whatever. But there are some places that don't see it as having any scientific backing because it completely negates the individual's ability to have choices or to have free will. So the defense that they'll use instead is forced coercion, which is used in court cases all the time and is a completely valid defense. So that was the real world comparison that I made. I just thought it was an interesting one to make. We've talked about murder, torture, kidnapping to an extent, you know, all those other things. But I thought that this was a kind of unique aspect to Kylo Ren that could be, yeah, connected with the real world. do y'all have anything to say about that?
I think it's interesting that you started with saying you didn't do a lot of in-depth research. You're the only person to like actually state something that could happen in a legal defense. That's interesting. I guess I'd never really put too much thought into the fact that Kylo Ren's thoughts and perceptions had been directly manipulated by the Force.
Right.
So it's interesting to think about in a deeper perspective.
Right. So the question that I had, kind of going back to what I talked about a little bit earlier, should Ben be charged for the crimes of Kylo Ren? Clearly, he ends up paying for these crimes at the end with his life anyway. But if he hadn't, right. if he had lived through that, would it be justifiable for him to be convicted of the crimes of Kylo Ren?
Yes.
Interesting.
100%. I guess you don't agree.
I didn't say that.
Well, Trevor, what about you? What do you think?
From what I know, from what I understand, this gets into some really strange territory because I'm pretty sure in like a court case, if somebody had, for example, like two different consciences. Right, or I don't know all the technical terms.
Multiple personality disorder.
Whoa, there you go. I'll use that one. if somebody has like multiple personalities, then I would say no, I guess.
Can I give my reasoning since I just kind of said no as a blanket statement?
Yeah, you seem like you know things about this thing.
I don't. Just my opinion, and it may go deeper than what I'm imagining, but I think there's a difference between being forced, absolutely forced to do something, being 100% under mind control, and then being heavily, like, influenced, which is more what I think Kylo was. Kylo was more like, hey, this stuff's bad, you should do bad stuff too. He could have, I mean, unless he was pulled by the Force to build Starkiller Base, like, if the manipulation that happened was, feel the darkness inside of you and embrace it. And he said, okay, I'll destroy 5 planets over the course of 30 minutes real quick. Like that's where I think it's different because he wasn't forced to. Yeah. It was suggested to him and someone said it was a good idea. And he said, oh, okay. Cause I guess that's who I am. I think a lot of what happened, he could have stopped if he wanted to. He just didn't necessarily, he didn't think he could, but I don't know that he tried not to, really.
Right. Yeah, I don't know that we have much evidence of that.
Yeah.
Direction. Like, it would seem like if he has that much power and he can utilize the Force to that degree, he would be able to break that. But I don't know. Do we ever see him try? I don't think so.
No, but we see him struggle what feels like for the first time.
I guess I should give my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
To me, it doesn't seem like he should have to pay for those crimes if he were to join the Resistance, right? Like, if he changes his ways in a sense and joins the Resistance. To me, that's enough justification that he has, paid for his crimes, I guess.
It's revealed at the end as kind of a way to, what I feel is, get around anything that didn't make sense with Snoke and Kylo. Did you pull your headphones out? Oh, son of a bitch. They introduced Palpatine, and he's like, I was the bad guy the whole time, and I'm super powerful. I don't know, it just seemed weird of, like, they brought Palpatine back, and essentially the movie said, and Palpatine can do whatever he wants with the Force. And I think that broke a lot of rules, which is why that plot point I think didn't work. And I don't think that Kylo Ren did anything good enough in that last moment to redeem himself anyways. Like, I mean, he maybe added 5% of help to Rey in that final fight. Come back, Trevor.
I'm here.
Oh, when did you do that?
He had a strategic moment.
It was strategic. But I mean, I don't think... Unless he was fully mind-controlled again. I don't think he did anything worth full redemption, necessarily.
All right, Trevor.
Get us out of here.
Trevor, make it really big and exciting. This was the finale of our first series.
This was the finale. Wow, so that was thrilling. Man, that was fantastic. Thank you so much, Sydney, for bringing us home with that episode about Kylo Ren. All right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Should we share our thoughts on the trilogy that we did, the series?
Oh, absolutely.
I think y'all just talked about the Clone Wars the whole time.
That's a great opinion, Sydney.
It's true. I mean, she's not 100% wrong. That was a lot of fun. We've been wanting to do like a themed series for a while. This was a cool start. I'm excited to do more and kind of make little collections. You know, like I'll be excited to be able to look back on episodes X, X, and X for like the Star Wars series or like anything, I suppose. Like. So I'm excited, but this is cool. I'm glad we do this.
You can see how much planning we put into future episodes.
we were about 15 minutes into the Palpatine episode when we decided that it was going to be part of a Star Wars series.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Think of how long Trevor's episode
was. Oh my God.
Like 3 hours long.
But like we had tossed around a lot of ideas. Like, I know I had thrown out stuff of, like, taking stuff from, like, all female creators or, like, all cartoons or, you know, stuff like that. So, Star Wars was what I think a strong opening into the series. Did you guys have fun doing it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's nice to talk about something that you, like, you have plenty of, like, background knowledge about. And then, like, going just, like, a tiny bit deeper and then, like, discussing it with friends. Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's so satisfying to be able to talk about something that you know everybody else knows about.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Like, I didn't right. have to explain the origin of Darth Vader.
That's true.
If y'all are ever interested, look up a family tree of Star Wars.
Oh.
Your head will
is
explode.
It, really? Is it, like, all connected?
It's really bad.
It's bad.
And so this was so much fun. I know I did part of this early, but thank you so much, Sydney, for bringing it home with that episode of Kylo Ren. I've been Trevor, and I was joined by Jeff and Sydney. And so, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.